we begin tonight with concerning revelations of a revolt in the ranks of New South Wales Police. Nine News understands hundreds of officers from Sydney Southwest are at breaking point and refusing to carry out certain duties. They say staff shortages are compromising the safety of our state and are demanding action from the Commissioner.
The thin blue line is getting even thinner. There are fewer joining the force and many more walking away.
There are already a significant amount of officers down at the moment, over 2,500 officers.
And now officers from seven Sydney police stations have had enough, hundreds of them taking a stand by refusing certain duties.
Once upon a time, we were the 24/7 problem solver, and we're not anymore.
Cops from Auburn, Bankstown, Burwood, Campbelltown, Camden, Cumberland and Fairfield have said no to a long list of non-critical jobs. They include religious operations like the pro-Palestinian rallies, bail compliance checks with the exception of high-risk DV offenders, stationary RBTs, prisoner transfers, security for transporting mental health patients between hospitals, truancy checks for schools, parking and animal complaints, like a recent call to capture a blue-tongue lizard in a shopping centre. The statewide staffing shortage so dire that Nine News has learned an officer from Penrith was forced to work on a day off to cover last weekend's CBD protest. The angst amongst rank and file made clear in a leaked document from a recent union meeting in Camden. We are not mental health professionals, paramedics, teachers or social workers. The approach is unsustainable, paired with excessive scrutiny and unrealistic expectations imposed by the Commissioner's executive team, officers are pushed to breaking point. The vision for a safer New South Wales is compromised.
At the end of the day, the Commissioner and her executive team need to make these changes.
Tiffany Genders, Nine News.
Tiffany Genders joins me now in the studio. So, Tiff, could more stations follow suit?